the way Cheskes Hapatim is set up, there are these six flat that we've been learning this man go from one Meister to another. Who this, now who that. And we're coming now to Arba, which is the last, goes to Lamed Hei Amid Beis. And this is the last of this series of Meisim that took place. We chazed two blat last time. It's Hashem Al-Khaza, the three blat or so this time. And then the Gemara goes back to being more of a typical style of a Gemara. The Gemara saves the most important for last. Ahu Arba, this case of Ahu Arba, as we'll see, is the most fundamental case that we have in all these sugyas. Because Ruba de Ruba, these cases were limited to Cheskes Hapatim type of shaylas, some other shaylas. But Ahu Arba is a general shayla, what to do when you have two people in an argument, and both sides are equal. And both sides are equally unable to prove their case. Ahu Arba Dava Mitzvah La Beitrei, Hay Amar Didi Hi, V'Hay Amar Didi Hi. And neither of them was able to prove anything. Now, a boat is metaltalim, no matter how big it is. If it would have been in someone's rishus, he would be a murzik, and he would keep it. But the way this maisa happened, the boat was parked out in the bay, and rishus harabim. Nobody had, neither of them had a tfisa on it. And the question is, what do you do when nobody has a tfisa and everyone's even? Now, before we get to the Gemara, you have to realize that the nidain of this blot that we're about to learn, and the nidain of the first sugyas in Masechtas Bava Metzia, is a question of logic. The question, the overall question is, when you're not going to be able to be Mamed HaDin Altila, you're not going to be able to find out who's right and who's wrong. It's impossible, either because someone's a crook, or because there's not enough information, whatever the case may be. Before you start anything, what do you do? What do you hold, before you get to Pratim, what do you hold as the ideal solution to a situation where people are arguing, you'll never be able, as it appears now, you'll never be able to know who's telling the truth? There are three choices. Now, obviously, if one person's a mosik, he keeps it. Where either no one's a mosik, or they're both equally mosik, where everyone's the same, we find in Shas three, we'll actually have a fourth choice later, which seems the Kuliyam, Ashuta, Dedaina, we'll get to later, but three main choices of what Bezdin could do. Either Bezdin could say, split it, or Bezdin could say, hey, Munach, we're not going to give it to anybody. Rather than take a chance of giving someone something he doesn't deserve, hey, Munach. Or called Olam Gavar, or the Eitzah that the Bezdin chooses here in the case of Ahu Arba. These are the three choices to do when you don't know what to do. Now, before a person can come to any Machlekes Rishayim, and there is a tremendous Machlekes Rishayim in the rules of our sugya, of our, comparing our sugya, which is, goes with Ahu Arba, which goes with the Eitzah called Olam Gavar, and Yenis Sugya in the beginning above Metzia, which goes with Yachlaiku. The first thing a person has to think about is, how do you see the world? What is the best thing to do when everything else is equal? Everything else is equal, you're not going to be able to prove anything. Is it better to do Yachlaiku? Or is it better to do either Yehei Munach or Kol Olam Gavar? So that's a question of Sforah. It's a question of Raya's once you start learning the sugya. But the, as we're going to see, the whole difference in the Mahalach HaRishayim, in this sugya, in the sugya in the beginning of Bava Metzia, the whole difference in the Shitas Rishayim argue about, all stems from a question that you could clear before you open a Gemara. You can just clear by yourself. You could argue with your friend, what's the best thing to do? Two people are in dispute. We're not going to be able, we have here $100, we're not going to be able to know that all the $100 are going to the right place. What is the preference? is it better to say achloikus? Or is it better to find an eitzah called olam gavar or yehimunach and not do yachloikul? When you do yachloikul, on the one hand, you know that the person who's right is at least getting half. On the other hand, you also know that the person who's wrong is getting half. So it's sort of a question of attitude. What is it such a big avla to give the person who's wrong a half that I'd rather say yehimunach? I'd rather hold on to it till Eliyahu comes? You know, the person who's right, it could be he has a lot of faith in Mashiach coming, but most people would rather take $50 now than $100 when Mashiach comes. Someone offered you a deal. You won the lottery. Either you get $1 million now or $2 million when Mashiach comes. What would you choose? So even though ani ma'amin b'emuna shleima that Mashiach could come at any minute, but if you ask me honestly, do I feel he's coming this week? I hope he's coming. But, you know, we've been in Golus 2,000 years. Odds are it'll be 2001. You know, we hear his footsteps and all the simanim are here. But I think most people know, what would you take? When Leo comes, double the money or the whole money now? Huh? What would most people do? No? I know people who have suitcases packed and they think Mashiach is coming any second, they'll tell you you're a nar. Why would you take $1 million now if you have $2 million when Eliyahu comes? But do you agree with me? Most Yidden would rather choose half the money now than the whole money, than double the money later? No? Most people would choose that. If you agree with me, then you're agreeing that Yachloik was better than Yehimunach. Isn't that what I'm saying? What's better, Yachloik or Yehimunach?
Even
Madsen,
you'd rather have the
Yachloik,
but Ken Bezdin do that.
Can Bezdin take an umdana of the das of the owner and say, on this umdana, we're going to do Yachloik? Maybe they can't, because they're awarding half of it to the wrong person. So maybe there's a technicality. Why is it different than any umdana? When Bezdin has an umdana that the owner wants something, Bezdin has an umdana, somebody is far away, and he has a field. So we're allowed to sell the field. We have an umdana, he would sell the field to feed his wife. So we have an umdana, we're allowed to do it. So if we have an umdana, he'll do yachloiku rather than yehimunach. So we can't do yachloiku. So they both have to agree.
Can you ask them?
So maybe we should ask them. I mean, the truth is, if they both agree, then they're going to get it. If they both agree, they just find a shtar shah and they take the whole thing. If two people are in dispute over something, and they come to agreement, and they're the only ones who can possibly own it, so then Bezdin gives it to the two of them. They make themselves into one, and then they get it.
Which is obvious not in that case.
So in this case, they're not both agreeing. So one of them wants yachloik, and one doesn't. So do we have an umdina that the owner would...
They can't. We know for sure one of them...
Doesn't want. It's kind of strange. Why would a person not want Yachlaiku? He'd rather Bezdin should hold it than to do Yachlaiku.
You get 50%, then you
know,
your whole life, this guy has my
house. So Bezdin recognizes such a thing. It's kind of big cash. Why should we ever do Yehimunach? Yehimunach is until he brings Eidim. Okay. Let's say we give him a couple of years. And yeah, munach means that you have Eliyahu. Or until he proves it. Right. If he proves it, he can always prove it. That's not the need. The shaila is when we're coming down to a psak of Yehi munach. So maybe that's the reason we do Yehimunach, so eventually down the line you could get it. I don't know. I guess it depends on the case. There's some cases where eventually down the line he could. In the case of Yehimunach, where it's cash, $300, they gave him $200, $100. What are the odds he's ever going to find a raya? He's the one that had the third $100. It would be a car. So you could say, eventually I'll find someone else's my car. But the third $100, we say, Yemunach, Manashlishi, it's a little strange. The whole option of Manashlishi, do you agree with me? It's something of a problem to say Yemunach, the Mokav Yachlaitl. The dollar is a separate discussion. What?
The question of what the rightful owner wants, or if it says in the letter, he did something wrong to
someone. So Yaakov is saying that maybe the owner wants it. Even though the owner wants it, we're not going to do it because we have no right to do a chalukah, sheni chayli yisemis. We have no right to do a chalukah that's going to give the wrong person something. That's what you're saying. Maybe. But we know we sometimes do say yachlaik. And we say achloiku, it's yachloiku liyesemis, even if it's a 1% chance, if it's a tiny chance that it could be true. It's a little strange. I personally would see it that yachloiku is far preferable to tiyehi munach. No, yachloiku? No, you have two kids, they're fighting over a donut. So would they rather split it, or nobody should get it? Huh? What do your kids say? Huh? Nobody should get it, better split it, okay. I don't know. It seems to me Yachloiku is better than Yemunach. That's what it would seem to me when you start. It's true, people get angry and they get spiteful and they say, throw it into the air, but they don't really mean it. Bottom line, at the end of the day, Yachloiku is better than Yemunach. No? Yes. You could fix it. No, you have to get a hold of him. The fellow might have run far away. So, you know, he can run away with it almost to the field. It's a boat, he could have sailed off for the Mediterranean. We may not catch him. So that part of it I hear. Right, but you know what I'm saying? There's two nidayim, Yachloiku and Yemunach, which is better. If you ask me, I would say Yachloiku is better, even though when someone's angry, he'll say better Yemunach than Yachloiku. But when he calms down, a normal, intelligent person realizes that when am I ever going to find Adam? I think, to me, Yachloiku is better than Yehimunach. We'll see if it stims. You can disagree with it. Is Yachloiku and Kol Da'olim, which is better? What's better to say Yachloiku logically or Kol Da'olim Da'avar? What would you say? I guess if you asked me, I would look at the other fellows against me and see who's stronger, and that's how I would do it. But objectively, what's better, Yachloiku or Kol Da'olim Da'avar? How do you understand? There's no right answer, wrong answer, because it's the Machlekes Rishayim, as we're going to see. But if you want to try to figure out what the Machlekes Rishayim is telling him, this is the Shaila. What's better, Yachloiku or Kol Da'olim Da'avar? So your two children are fighting over a donut. What would you rather tell them? I'll cut it in half, you each get half. You say, okay, I'll put it in the middle, and whoever is stronger wins. Huh? What would you rather say? Avrami, getting married, you have to know these things. Yachloiku Kol Da'olim Da'avar, what would you do with your kids? I don't think anybody would do Kol Da'olim Da'avar, I know. If you Kol Da'olim Da'avar, they don't need you. Uh-huh. Yachloiku sounds better than Kol Da'olim, but again, Yachloiku, you're giving one person the half that he doesn't deserve. Alright, so for Yachloiku Kol Da'olim Da'avar, L'chayru, we come back to the rush which I spoke out on Daf Lamed Aleph, was it? We mentioned Kol Da'olim Da'avar. The Rosh is actually in this sugya. There's a machlokes, the Rosh against Tosfos and Bava Metzia Daf Vav. If what Kol Da'olim Da'avar actually is, the shita of Tosfos is Kol Da'olim Da'avar is a siluk. Is what we call a siluk. Bezer says, look, we don't know what to do. We have no rayas. Leave us alone. We're only equipped to deal with rayas. Is a boat, you have no rayas, you have no rayas. So leave me alone. Whatever you do, you do. It's called a siluk. Bezer removes themselves from the case. That's Shitas Tosfos. The Rosh in our sugya disagrees. The Rosh says that Kol Da'olim Da'avar is a psak. It's a logical psak. That the person who is right, Mistam, he's going to be Mizgaber. He's going to fight harder for what he knows is his. The other person, he's going to fight hard. Who knows? Dilma Hayayim Olamachar, the other fellow will bring rayas that it's his boat. So what am I going all out to fight for something that I may not even end up keeping? So for that reason, Kol Dolom Gavar is a psak of Bezdin. Dr. Rush. Now that's the Shitas Rush in general, but Metzi says so clearly that the person who's stronger is going to call Misha Gava Yadei. Whoever's going to be stronger is going to be the one who's right. Call Misha Dinimai Karav Lahevi Rayis. Oy Misha Dinimai Yimser Nafshei Vahavit Shaloi Biyadei Mimash Yimser Ha'achar Ligzol. He says three svaris for saying it's a psak. Either karv lehevi rayis, called the own gavar can be with rayis, and the one who's right is more likely to bring rayis. Oi, the one who's right is going to fight harder. And third thing is that the one who's wrong, what's he going to fight for if he knows he may lose it? Now again, I'll point out. When we say Kol Dolom Gavar, they can't punch each other in the face. It doesn't mean it's also to hit somebody. They can only pull or run. They can do things that you're allowed to do. Maybe they can push, but they can't hit. They can't cause it. So the Rush says it's a psak. Three nafkamina. So we mentioned last time, if I recall correctly, three nafkaminas. See if I remember them. One nafkamina, the Rush says here, klar. If typhus v'chayza v'typhus, if one side grabs and the other side grabs back, do you say, well, one side grabbed final, that's a psak, and as I'd like this, what do you say, well, today he grabbed, tomorrow the other person will grab back, the third day the other person will grab back. So the Rosh says that it's not a svara that the Chachamim set up a situation that people could just keep on grabbing from each other. It's not mistaken. So he says, "Kol mi shegava yadei b'pam rishayna hu shalai." Whoever grabs it, the first one, is the one who it's his. Of course, unless the other person brings a raya. Lo mistaver sheyistu chachamim sheyu kol yemeim b'meriva u'machlokes. It's not mistaver. They have a boat. You can imagine, you know, at least if it's something you can hide, you know, you can grab it and hide it. Here it's a boat. You know, call me Hayyan Yigbazah, Umacha Chaveirai. So therefore, Zatarash, called Olam Gavar, is a psak. And one grabbing, and that's it. Tysus above Metziah says, no. They can keep on grabbing from each other forever, unless they make a settlement between them. They could be a chayz of a typhus all the time. And the way we understand Taisvis is that it's a siluk. Not Mukhak, you can learn Taisvis slightly differently, but the way we understand Taisvis is going with the Shita that it's a siluk. And if it's a siluk, then Bezdin is misaluk themselves. They keep on fighting. He grabs today, he grabs tomorrow, they can keep on grabbing. With a new time. Yeah, if he comes with a new taina, but one, if he comes with a new taina and the other person's a Muslim, could be too light.
That's not the style, it's going to keep fighting forever. It's
a new taina won't help, only if it's not beyond the other person. If he says, okay, we had it in Taira last week, this week I'm saying I bought it for them. So if it's Munach B'Rishus Aram Baita, you're right. But if the person where he grabbed it, it's his private property, it won't help the taina.
If it's his private property, you couldn't grab it. The Rosh is only getting in the case if we see him doing the money, so he grabbed it. Yeah, case, so that's the machlokes that says in the Rosh.
Okay, you're saying is that once he grabbed it.
Once he grabbed it,
he has it in his house. But Tysus will hold, they could grab in front of Adam also.
That's what I'm saying. It's a very small nafkamina.
Lamaisa, it's a big nafkamina, because Lamaisa, it's a big nafkamina, because the other person. He won't be able to steal unless he makes a plan like a ganav to steal. Anytime he grabs it in front of Eidim, okay. However big the nafkamina, but this is nafkamina number one. That's the nafkamina Tyson and the Rosh say themselves. Now, second nafkamina is in a case of Shema v'Shema, where they talk it don't know. One person says that I was told this is my boat. I don't know for sure, but my father told me it's his boat, or my friend told me it was my father's boat. And the other one says the same thing. They don't really know if they're right, but they're the only two people claiming the boat. It's a Shema and a Shema. But nobody has any rayas to item. Zero rayas. No rayas at all. In such a case, Tosfos still says, Kol Dolam Dava, what's the difference if they're Bari or they're Shema? But the Rush, by Shema Veshema, he can't hold Kol Dolam Dava. Because there's no Svara that Kol Mi Shein Yizgaber, Kol Mi Shadin Ima Yizgaber. The whole Svara falls away. So this is a shock. The shock of the Yisayf Simon Mamites says this. There's a second Afkamina between Tosfos and the Rush. That by Shema Veshema, there's no Psak. This person is right, doesn't know he's right. If you're only right, then there's no Svara that you'll be in the Skaber. And Seif Simon Kuf Lamites. The third Nafkamina is a similar Nafkamina. If you have a case of Sveka Dedina. You have a case where they come to bed and they tell a story. Everyone agrees about the story. Everyone agrees. But the thing that they're saying is itself a Sveka Dedina. Let's say this boat belonged to a guy. Belonged to a guy. And one person says, it's mine. I gave the guy Kesef. I did a Kenyan Kesef. The other one says, it's mine. I did a Kenyan Mashiach. So there's a machlaikis, Taisus and Rashi, if by Goyim does Kinyan Kesef or not, the sake of the demon. So here, they both come into Bez, and everyone agrees on the story. Sunday morning, Ruvein did a Kinyan Kesef, and Sunday afternoon, Shimon did a Kinyan Mashiach. From the same guy, the guy took money from both of them. So, who's kind it? It's the sake of the demon. It's hard to paskin. If someone's a Muzik, he can say Kimli. There's no Muzik. So again, we're going to have to say Kol Dolam Dava. So here, according to the Tosfos, that's a siluk. You can say Kol Dolam Dava. Bezos are solid themselves, and let them fight it out. If you say that's a psak, so Vaita makes no sense by Sveka Dedina. The word psak doesn't make sense because how can a person know he's right? Nobody could know that the halacha is like Rashi, the halacha is like Tosfos. Unless the person fighting is the God Ladar and he's saying a psak, he's sure the halacha is like Rashi. But the Bepayel, the Lamaisa, there's no such thing. It's a suffix. So by Sveka Dedina, you can't have a psak of Kol Dolam Gavar. And since you can't have a psak of Kol Dolam Gavar, so Vaita would be a Nafkamina between Tosfos and the Rosh. I think last time we made another nafkamina if Bezdin was Toyeh B'dvar Mishnah. If Bezdin Paskin called Olam Gavar and they're making a mistake. If you hold it to Psak, Bezdin's a Toyeh B'dvar Mishnah. Two people holding a talus, and Bezdin Paskin called Olam Gavar. Parish Mishnah Shtayim, Bezdin B'talus. And Bezdin Paskin called Olam Gavar, they're Toyeh B'dvar Mishnah. And now, obviously, if they could, they reverse it. But let's say they can't. The person who was stronger grabbed it and ran away. So Toyeh B'dvar Mishnah, Psak Bezdin, Bezdin has to pay. So if it's a Psak, like the Rosh, you have to pay. If it's a Siluk, like Tosfos, what did Bezdin do? They said, we're not getting involved. If someone said, I'm not getting involved, they don't have to pay for that. They made a toast, they should have gotten involved. Well, for that, for not getting involved, you're not mechuyev to pay. So these are four nafkaminas between if you hold Kol Dolam Gavar as a psak, or if you hold Kol Dolam Gavar is a siluk. Four nafkaminas, and there are additional nafkaminas. Now all these are pratyastika nafkaminas. The biggest nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos, the Rosh and Tosfos, is the kasha I started with today. What's more logical? Yachlaiku or Kol Dolam Gavar? What makes more sense to most people? When you don't know what to do, should you do Yachlaiku? Should you do Kol Dolam Gavar? Now, if Yachlaiku is a siluk, truth is we can still argue. You can still argue that. If Yechleku is a siluk, is it more mistaver? I'm sorry, if Kol Dolam Gavra is a siluk, is it more mistaver than Yechleku or less mistaver? So to someone like me, it's less mistaver. So in my mind, Bezin should better do Yechleku than leave things to chance, just let people fight over things. To my mind, Yechleku is better. You could argue, now what do you mean, Yechleku, you're giving the wrong person half the money? So if you're giving the wrong person half the money, better be misalik yourself than to do something that's wrong. I could hear it. But if Yechleku, if Kol Dolam Gavra is a psak, like the Rush says, it's a psak. Now it's not the most wonderful psak in Bezin, because it's an umdana that the one who's right will win. But it's something. I could hear Kol Dolam is better than Yechleku. You understand that if you take a balabas, you never heard of Kol Dolam Gavra. They tell a balabas, and there is something called a psak Bezin that we let the two sides fight over it. They'll tell you, it's ridiculous. You ever heard of such a thing in court? That the two sides fight over it? It doesn't sound right. So you tell him that this is based on the Rush's Umdana. Okay, maybe you can hear it. The Rush's Umdana at least looks to give things 100% to the right person. So if you're going to tell me that to you it's more mistaver called Olam Gavra than Yechleku, if you hold it to Psak, I hear it. It's a Psak, it's not a perfect Psak. It won't work every time, but it works most of the time. And therefore, light the Rush, I could hear that Kol Dolam Gavra is better than Yechleku. Light, if you hold it to Siluk, I guess you can go either way. To me, Yechleku makes more sense than Kol Dolam Gavra. See, it depends on your attitude. Is your attitude, what's an overweighing factor to you? To give the right person something, or to not let the wrong person get something? So it's an attitude. Different people are more kanoim when they see the wrong person get something, and by me. You know, the Baruch Shalom has a cheshbon. I'm not worried the wrong person gets something. I just want that at least the right person should get. To me, it's worth it. People, it's not worth it. It's fine. But what I'm trying to set up is the following. That if Kol Dolam Yechleku is better, I hear Tutzadim. If Yemunach is better, to me, Yemunach HaTshiyah V'Eliyahu is the bottom of the barrel. It's not what Bezda would want to do. Yemunach HaTshiyah V'Eliyahu basically means that, what does it mean? It means it'll stay here, hopefully Eliyahu comes soon. But until Eliyahu comes, it's possible that it'll be spoiled by then. It'll get ruined. It can be changed into money if it's going to get ruined, but where is, you know, we have 2,000 years worth of Yemunachs. I don't know where it all is. You know, they say if you go to the Brisker Rav, he still has all the rubbers that were left in the Beis HaLevi's house in Brisk. You know, when he ran away during the war, so he didn't take much, but the rubbers that were Yemunach HaShiyah V'Eliyahu, he left with him to Eretz Yisrael. You know, there aren't too many Brisker Ravs around that which left the rubbers so much. So, Yemunach. No? So I think Yemunach is the most inferior choice. You can argue with me.
They also have the psak, because they're going to make them shara. They're going to get together and make some sort of shara. So
it's true. It's an incentive. Yemunach is an incentive to get them to settle.
If anything, it's
more
like a strong
call to
Olam, because they're
going to
make it.
They're definitely going to make a shara. They're definitely
going to
make a shara.
It might not.
Depends what attitude they have. The attitude that I want, I like Thomas Nashi Polishin, they won't make up Shara.
And he should
make up Shara.
He doesn't want to make up Shara.
Maybe he's the one that wants to, maybe the other person not the one who wants. I mean, the comment usually is not going to make up Shara, because it comes over something. So the owner, it's up to the owner, it could be. Maybe that's part of Chazal's cheshbon. Maybe you're there, could be. Okay, now we start the sugya. And again, this is the main idea of the sugya, is to see the Seder Advar. So the Gemara says, So first the Gemara has what's really a second shay, a nida. Someone walked into Bezin, Va'amar tipsuha adamaisina sani. He told the Bezin, do me a favor. Grab the grab this arba, hold on to it, or hold it in like an escrow. Either may see the Sadi until I'm going to bring witnesses, and I have witnesses. Obviously, he's saying he's going to have witnesses. So the shaila is, either may see the Sadi didi who tafsin or no by tafsin. So first machlokes is, does Bezdin have a right to grab onto something temporarily and say, okay, I'll give you, usually give 30 days for a person to bring Raias in Bezdin. So he's saying, okay, I'll give you 30 days. Until then, Bezdin will hold the boat. Now, the Shaili is Tafsina and Alay Tafsina. Do you have a right to grab it or don't you have a right to grab it? Rafun Amr Tafsina, Abhudayim Alay Tafsina. Why does the person want you to grab it? So it's interesting what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam says, Tifsua, why do you want to grab it for? What do you gain if Bezdin grabs it? Pen Yimkarema. I'm afraid that the person against me is going to sell it. I'm not afraid he's going to grab it, because his grabbing is nothing. And not sadi shabataris khatifa balayada. What does Rishba mean, penyim kirena? What's so terrible if he'll sell it? What can be bad if he sells it? What's trying to Rishba? He's going to Bez, and he says, I'm going to bring Raias, I have witnesses next week. I'm just afraid, in the meantime, he'll sell it. What does he mean, he'll sell it?
I attached to the Rashbam that Tanya Kuroni might sell it. So I said, he'd take a hazard with it.
The boat?
The one guy took a hazard boat right now. And he did grab it already. And then at the end of the Rashbam, attached to the Chazaka shows my Akhir Shir is this that he made a Chazaka afterwards that he already grabbed and he has it right now.
It's meaningless.
It's meaningless.
Now I'm telling Bezdin, take it from him, because he may sell it. What do I care if he sells it or he doesn't sell it? If I bring Raias, he'll go back to me. I don't understand why we're concerned Penyim Kirena. What is the issue that he may sell it in the Rashbam? Huh? So I was thinking, maybe Penny of Kirena, he'll sell it to someone who's stronger, and therefore I'm going to end up losing it called Olam Gavar. So it could be that that's Pshat. It's just funny because this person is saying, grab it because I'm bringing Aiden. Because I'm going to bring Aiden. If it's called Olam Gavar, we could do called Olam Gavar today. So unless he's saying, grab it. So I bring Aidim because I may not be successful finding Aidim, Penyim Kirena. That's what it means.
Why take Penyim Kirena into your nuts? Don't let him do don't cause bad business for the colleagues. But it's itself.
Penyim Kirena means just grab it so you shouldn't cheat anyone else.
The real thing was that just grab it. Penyim Kirena was
you shouldn't cheat someone.
Yeah.
Grab it, so you may cheat somebody.
What? We're not worried about
Shemachat.
Just some sort of
filler. He seems to have some sort of loss. I don't know. If I was writing the Rashbam, I would say Tifsua, because maybe he's gonna skip town. He'll grab it and he'll run away with it. And he'll never be able to get it again. That's what I would have thought. No.
Maybe.
He has karka here. So maybe that's where he's Penyim Kirena. This person who lives here, I'm not so afraid. If he'll grab it and run away, I'll take his house. And maybe I'll sell it to someone who lives in Italy, and the person will take the boat and sail off to Italy. So maybe Penyim Kirena, maybe he'll buy it and run away with it. He's still going to remind me, he stole it and sold it, unless he sells it without ever touching it. It just goes to the other person. So maybe that's what it means. Penyim Kirena, and I'll give it to someone who'll run away with it. Hold on. So I'm not sure of Pshat. I suspect, I should have looked in the Shita Mukubetzes, that one of the Rishayim is going to say this Lashon and add Penyim Kirena there. And what'll happen? What's the Hefsu? I'm not sure. Anyway, it says, Machloikis Tafsina, no Lai Tafsina. Ozav Layashka Sadi. Also, Rishbam also says an interesting, what's the machlekes tafsina lay tafsinan? Rishbam holds, if you hold, that once you grab it, you can give it back to make called Olam Gavar. So then tafsinan, and you can grab it, because if it will come out that he doesn't bring raya, so we'll go back. We'll put it back, the boat back in the bay, and we'll say called Olam Gavar. If you hold lay nafkinan, if you hold once Bezin grabs it, they can't put it out in the bay. Then Bezin can't grab it because they're going to later on. They're not going to be able to do a kol d'olam gavra. That's the Rashbam's pshat. Toisvus Dibur Hamaskel Rafuna Amar Tafsinan brings Rashbam's pshat. Pirush Hakunshus Mishunda Mafkinan brings from the Rashbam that with only Toisvus because we can be mafkia, and he says that it's Tali Zavizeh, and Toisvus disagrees. But the Rashbam learns it's Tali Zavizeh, and hopefully we'll come back to that as well. Zakti Gemara, Ozal Ashka Lo Yashka Sadi, Amalu Avkua, Bechol Dalam Gavra. Afkina, Lai Mafkina. Yehuda, I know, Lai Mafkina. Once Bezdin has it, you're not Mafkia, you don't take it out of Bezdin to do Kol Dalam Gavra. Rav Papa, I'm Rai Mafkina. Vilchus, Lai Tafsina. Bechad the Tafas, Lai Mafkina. How would you think it should be Tali if Mafkina or Lai Mafkina? Posh Pshad. If Bezdin's holding something, whether they could do kol d'olam gavar, if it's only if they're not holding it, or even if they're holding it, how would you learn pashup shat? What is it totally in? If Bezin's holding it, they could give it out to do yachlaiku? Yeah. Well, why can't they give it out to do kol d'olam gavar? How would you learn my nafkina? It's a pashup. Well, if it's a siluk, then lay mafkina makes a lot of sense. If the pshat and kol d'olam gavar is that Bezdin removes themselves from it, then it makes so much sense. Lay mafkina. Bezdin can't take something. If it's a psak, I understand, mafkina. We have it, so we do a psak with it. Just like we could do yachlaiku with it. We could do kol d'olam gavar with it. If he holds a siluk. Siluk, how could Bezdin make sense? We're going to take it out of our hands to do a siluk? Siluk means being passive about it, not being active about it. If you all call the old gavar, it's nothing bad. It's just Bezin to salik themselves. So in fact, it doesn't make sense to do a mafkima. If you're holding on to it, right, so they can't, once they're holding it, they can't do it. It's not physically possible to do a siluk. Siluk means Bezin says we're not mixing in. That's right. Could Bezin do that? Once you have something, just leave it out in the street? If kol d'olam gavra is not a sensible thing, it's just... Well, the idea of siluk is to say the person really doesn't make the Mandiam Hol Siluk calls it really doesn't make sense. Called Olam Gavar. So why do you call it Olam Gavar? Who cares if someone has more muscles he should win? So Taka doesn't make sense, but Bezin has a right to say I'm not mixing in. So that's a passive thing, they're not mixing in. But could they take something in their possession, put it in the street and say called Olam Gavar? If it's not a psak, you shouldn't be able to do such a thing. If you put it in the street and say called Olam Gavar. Alright. Al Kaponim, this is the case of Ohu Arba. So Toistus Dibra Maskal Ohu Arba brings Machlaikis, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Riva. What are the rules for Kol D'olam Gavar? What are the rules for Yachlaiku? What are the rules for Yemura Chachiyo Be'Eliyo? And this is the two sheetis that are the basis of the whole sugya. How do you decide? First, we'll talk about kol d'olam gavar and yachlaiku, then we'll get to yemuna. How do you decide between kol d'olam gavar and yachlaiku? So there's a criteria, a condition, which makes us decide which one to choose, yachlaiku or kol d'olam gavar. The Rabbeinu Tam and Rivam argue in what that criteria is. What is the crucial criteria that makes us decide if we say kol d'olam gavar? According to Rabbeinu Tam, It depends if they're holding it. Anytime you're holding it, Shnaim Oizim Betalis, they're holding it, you say Achlaiku, and Ein Oizim, then you say Kod Olam Gara. That's Rabbeinu Tam's clock. If they're not holding it, you say Kod Olam Gara. If they are holding it, you say Achlaiku. The Riva disagrees. The Riva says, no, it depends on something else. It depends on Vadeika Ramai or Leka Vadei Ramai. If there's definitely a liar here. Any time that there's Vadei Ramai, we're not going to do Yachlaiku. We don't want to give a Ramai 50%. So whenever it's Yesh Vadei Ramai, we say Kol Dolom Gora. Whenever it's Leka Vadei Ramai, so then we're going to say Yachlaiku. So this is the first criteria, the basic criteria of the two shittas. So we'll erase this, so we'll just get to here. We have Kol, the Olim, Golbar, and we have Yachlaiku. How do you decide which is which? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Kol, the Olim, Golbar, and they're not Oizim. And it's Yachlaiku, and they are Oizim. If they're holding it, you can't do Kol Olam Gara. According to the Riva,
no.
It doesn't depend on Oizim or not Oizim. Kol Olam Gara, you say when it's Yesh Vadei Ramai. And Yachloikim, you say when there's no Vadei Ramai. It could be there's a Ramai, but there's no Vadei, there's a Ramai. So then you say Yachloikim. This is the rule. Any Shaila comes your way. You want to know which one you choose. So Rav Nachum says here in the Gemara, and Ephraim learned this way in the Bava Metzia, why is this machlokes totally on conditions? So Rabbeinu Tam just thought of one condition, and the Riva thought of another one. Just happened to walk up in their mind. No. If you look at it, they're arguing in our question. All else being equal, what's the preferable answer? What's the preferable eitzah? If you can go either way, Yachloiku and Kol Olam Gavar, which one do you prefer? Which is more logical? You'll realize Rabbeinu Tam is saying that really Kol Olam Gavar is the preferable one. We do Kol Olam Gavar. The only time we don't do Kol Olam Gavar is when we cannot. But there isn't. Rabbeinu Tam holds that we prefer Kol Olam Gavar, except when we can't do it. If there isn't, we can't do Kol Olam Gavar, so we already have to do Yachloik. The Riva holds, I prefer Yachloik. Everything else being equal, I prefer Yachloik. He says, when there's a Vadei Ramai, when someone's lying, we can't give it to him. Either we counsel him and don't give it to him. Well, like you were saying, Bezen can't do something to give something to a Ramai. So there, we're stuck. We can't do Yachlaiku, so we do Kodol. See, in each case, in one of these two cases, is sort of the default thing, what you would want to do. And one is, you have no choice. Yesh Ramai, you have no choice. So you can't do Yachlaiku, so you go with Kodol and Gaba. But the sheet of the Riva is that we prefer Yachlaiku. Everything else being equal, we prefer to do Yachloiku. Rabbeinu Tam Shita is that all else being equal, we prefer to do Kol Olam Gavar. And we have no choice. When there is then, there's no choice. So therefore, we go with what?
Also,
why can't we do it if Yachloiku, let me be masber, if Yachloiku is preferable like Rabbeinu Tam, we prefer to do Yachloiku. So then what's the logic that if they're not holding it, we don't do Yachloiku?
You can't give it to somebody when it's Yachloiku, they don't have it, they're both holding it. So I'm not giving it to anybody who doesn't have it, but they have it, they both have the whole thing.
I don't see the logic of it. If two people are fighting over a donut, and they're sitting here by my desk, if you hold Yachloiku, it's preferable. What is it if the donut is here and they're fighting over it? Or if each one's holding half the donut?
So if each one's holding, they're not holding half the donut, they're holding the plate of the donut.
Yeah.
On.
So why?
The Mishnah holding the plate of the donut on. I look at them both are holding the whole donut. So when I say Yachleiku, I'm not saying you're taking from him, you're taking from him. I'm saying you're taking this half, you're taking this.
Okay. And if I have it on my desk and no one's holding it,
I can't give it to somebody that doesn't belong to. I don't look at it as it belongs.
Yeah, but again, if you hold in Svara that Yachleiku is a preferred
Eitza, I can't give it to somebody who's a Vadei Rami.
No, don't say Vadei Rami, because remember, Ben Tam holds even if there's no Vadei Rami, even if they're the children of the people that were fighting.
I can't give something to somebody that doesn't belong to somebody. I can't get something wrong. I can't make a wrong stop.
By us and I could, and by us and I can't.
By us and I might give you the wrong side. They both own the whole thing, they both hold the plate. I'm not giving it to anyone, they both hold the whole thing.
I am giving it. Neither one is letting go, and I'm telling him, you have to let go, you have to let go, you have to split it. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know. To me, it's very mistaken, this is what Nachum says. That if Rabbi Tam would have held Yachloik was preferable, he would say it by Einarism also. If he would have called Olam Davar as preferable, he would have said it by Ein Ramai also. Ein Vadei Ramai. Was it Yesh Vadei Ramai? Ein Vadei Ramai. The question is, what about Mona Shlishi? What about Yehimuna? Where does Yehimuna come into the equation? What do we do with Yehimuna by Mona Shlishi? So let's see. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Mona Shlishi, we really prefer to do Kol Olam Gavar. We can't do Kol Olam Gavar by Mona Shlishi. So it makes sense, by Mona Shlishi, we don't do the preferred method. Why don't we say by Mona Shlishi Yachloiku? According to Rabbeinu Tam, why don't we say Yachloiku by Mona Shlishi? A little bit of a hesber. What? Why?
Where the storm was in the posture, like I point to every star that that's not necessarily final thing to call on nobody. Point to every tangible by the star that's
not so good. Why?
What's why should I expect not doing that? Why that type of ice and why the stuff I called on nobody?
Why should I use him of a shliach? Why is a shliach dicing different than a regular dicing?
So you can't pass Kol Olam Gavar because they're both being
physically. So here, by Mona Shlishi, you have to remember, Mona Shlishi, they gave a bundle of 300 zuz to someone, the two of them together. He's holding a b'shlichus of Baal Tereb. Right? So he's a shliach of Baal Tereb. He's kind of holding it for Baal Tereb. Part of it is for him, part of it is for him. And there's a middle mana, which we're not sure. So it is a layism. It is an
Eisen.
And actually,
Yachleiku,
you can't do
Kol Olam Gavar. No, it's a Yachleiku. You can't. Kol Olam Gavar. Sorry, you don't have to
have Eisen. Here, if you look at Tysus, Tysus seems to ask it against the Riva. What's the Svara? If you look in the Riva in Tysus, Ha'u Arba, about 10-12 lines down, Riva near a lav dafka Eisen, in Zamiyudal Lashar. Now the Shmaya Nikol Shmaya Kibshani Hasam. I told him Rabbi Yosi Hasam Vadei Karamai. Achem it's about the Adadi Avua. Achidami Barba. Kibin Yikaramai Yoyach Loiku Ela Havadina Kol Olam Gavar. That's what we wrote on the board. Now Tosis is asking, Hadalei Aminu Mishnayim Shef Kidu. What about Ben Mona Shlishi? Why don't we say Kol Olam Gavar? Mishum Dolei Mafkinon Kedaminu Hachem. It's very good, like the Madi Amar Dolei Mafkinon. So once you're holding it, you're not Mafkia to do Kol Olam Gavar. So it's good. Why? If you hold Mafkina, we take away to do Kol Olam Gavar. So Tosfos Taka asks, why don't we do Kol Olam Gavar like the Riva? Why don't we take away the Mona Shlishi and do Kol Olam Gavar if you hold Mafkina? That's Tosfos Kasha on the Riva. Why is the Shver on the Ben Tam? If you said that, why I said.
The only point is the Shver on the Ben Tam, the Nemesis, you always wanted to come on God, but always have life to me, but you can't do it. You don't have that Svar, I'm sure you use that Svar, and this is the only Shver on the Ben Tam. It's not one better than the other one. It's a Svar on the Ben Tam. You know, it's not another
country. Tasty on the Riva, why don't you do Kaza Olam, or why don't you do Rech Laiku? Mona Shlishi, Zika Vadei Ramai, so you can do Yachloiku. So Tezizni Shdu Kol Olam Gavar. So he's saying, like, Rabbeinu Tam, it's good that you don't do Kol Da'olam Gavra. Because the Emunah has a better eitzah than Kol Da'olam Gavra, is that what you're saying?
That's the sorry. Kol Da'olam Gavra is not better than the Yachloikman. Or the Yachloikman is not better than Kol Da'olam Gavra. Which is far and the eitzah, not eitzah. Then you don't have a kashim. There won't be any kashim at any time. If you're going to stop telling me that's actually a Yachloikman is better.
You say Yachloik was better, so why is it not sure? Rabbeinu Tam, by Mana Shlishi, why do you say Emunah? If you all the tzayich is in, so do.
Kolam gom is better. Then anachnami, you never kasher in the
town. If you hold yachlaiku is better, why don't we do yachlaiku by?
So this is by Roshlishi. That is the form of yachlaiku. You can't do the yachlaiku. Why not the place is mashma and bavu tiyosu? When you want to do yachlaiku, you can't do it.
Why can't you do it?
Then you have only seven.
Because the reasons that the gemara is the same the next again. Sure. What? About a shlishi, l'charid abosak. So you can't do called on gavra. Why don't you do yachlaiku? I'm missing something. By about a shlishi, right? This is excellent. So why don't you do called on? So mitais is only asking called on gavra like to revive. That isn't called on gavra because tais is lashon. He's asking on called on gavra. He's not asking on the yachlaiku. As you say.
Like the
Yachloik, he doesn't believe it. This person's holding
the money, can't be
Yachloik,
and he still
has
one of the money,
sure. Okay, Reb Chaim in the Grach Halashas says that there are two types of Yehimunach. There's one type of Yehimunach, which he calls it a Knas, that the Chachamim said that someone here is lying. We don't want him to get anything. We're going to encourage lying in the world. We can't let liars get a yachlaiku. So we're going to have to do a yehimunach. Not because we want to. Not because we want to. Really, we have an umdina, people would rather do yachlaiku. But we can't have such a world where liars could just come and get a chalukah. It will be yehimunach. We're going to discourage liars. It's a knas on liars. That's one way to learn Yehimunach. He says it's true, but there's a second type of Yehimunach also. There's a Yehimunach, which is what he calls not Knossa, but Dina. It's Mitzad Adin that you have to do Yehimunach, and that is when a person has a Chiyuv Hashava. When there's a person in the world that has a Chiyuv Shmira and a Chiyuv Hashava on something, then you can't do Kol Da'olam Gavra. You can't do Yachlaiku. You're stuck. You have to do Yehimunach. So Reb Chaim, by Mana Shlishi, you know why you do Yehimunach? Not because it's a good answer. Yehimunach is a terrible answer. It's a bad answer. The reason we do it is because the Shomer has a Chi of Shmira. And since Be'etzem he has a Chi of Shmira, so he can't do. So that's why Yehimunach is an Eitzim. Rabbi Kidager asks, there's a din simonim b'simonim Yehimunach. Then when two people come in, they give simonim on the same Aveda, we say Yehimunach. So for Rabbi Kidager, there's no Vaday Ramay. When two people come with simonim, there's lack of Vaday Ramay. So why don't we do Yachlaiku? Zakhtar Chaim, because when you find an Aveda, you're mechuyev to do a Hashava. You have a Chiyav Hashava. And since you have a Chiyav Hashava, you can't do Yachlaiku. The person holding it is mechuyev to watch it. He can't give away half to the wrong person. A third place, Gonav mi'echad mechamisha b'nei Adam. There's a Shah in the Gemara, what do you do? You stole from one of five people, and you don't know who you stole from, and they also don't know. They all say Shema. So the Gemara declares what to do. So the Gemara wants to say, it's not a maskana, but the Gemara wants to say Yehimunach. So Vaita, Zokter Pchayim, why Yehimunach? There's Lek Avadai Ramai, like the Riva. There's Lek Avadai Ramai, why should I say Yehimunach? Yes, it's the same thing. There's a third case where there's a Chiyuv. A ganev has a chiyav hashava, has a chiyuv to return it to the person he stole from. He can't do yachlaiku. Now, if he's mechuyev to give all five or not, that's what the Gemara talks about. But to do yachlaiku, if he's not mechuyev to give five times the amount of money, he just has this one thing that he has to return, he can't do yachlaiku. So a shomer, a mitzi aveda, and a ganiv, by all three you find the concept of yemunach, because there's no eitzah to say yachlaiku. Because you can't do yachlaiku when there's a chiyuv shmir. This is Reb Chaim's Yisai to explain the concept of Yehi Munach, at least in numerous cases where it's Dina. Now, I'm not exactly finished with Reb Chaim, so I'd like you to see it for tomorrow. Now, just what we're going to do, the truth is in Bava Metzia, you have all the other Shitas HaRishayim. I don't think we're not learning Bava Metzia now. Spend a little more time on this, but we want to start the next sugya. Even though it looks like a new Gemara, it's really a continuation of our shaila of when to say Yachloika, when to say Kodom Gavar, and we'll introduce you to the Daina. So for tomorrow, I'd like you to see the Reb Chaim. So the Grach al Hashas here on Daf Lamed Daled. And at the same time, to try to stay ahead of me so that we can mix it together with the next sugya.